Thank you for checking out this new episode of Brick by Brick. Antonio and I are forever grateful for you choosing us out of all of the podcasts out there. We really hope that something is said that will motivate and inspire you to live your dreams, whatever that may be, whether it's starting a new business, going back to school, or just becoming a better you. I hope that we are helping you make your dreams become your reality. So I hope you enjoy the show. Please don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe to us. Your feedback makes us better. So thanks again for checking us out. Hope you enjoy the show.
Okay, this is part two on what we're now calling Questions from Listener D, as in the letter D, because that's what the lady's first name is. Tempest has been on it. Last episode, she regaled us with how she didn't even want to wake up in the morning. So, Tempest, we're going to get you to tell more of that, and it's not going to be hard at all because her questions are going to lead you there. This has been a wonderful, wonderful episode. Well, last episode, and this is going to be another one, and it's really helping a lot of people. I feel, first off, I'm very proud because you're allowing me to see the last 4 years or almost 5 years of me pouring into you. It feels good to see that your teachings have manifested themselves into a wonderful and beautiful harvest. That's a wonderful thing. So I asked her, well, listen, call me if you can, because I could tell you're hurting. She said, no, I may cry. It's been that kind of day. I said, okay, no problem. I'll tell you what, list me some questions. She lists me. She goes, rapid fire questions. And so here we go. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Listen, if you just caught this episode, is this like the first episode you listened to? Go listen to Question from Listener D, Part 1. It's going to totally make sense because we're doing part two now, and you definitely need this. So go listen to it because it was a tearjerker last episode, and this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful person that I mentored years ago, almost 7 years ago, but always kept in touch with me. She's a nice person, and she's a wonderful person, and she has dreams. And she's not living her dreams. And she asked me a bunch of questions. She said we can record it for the show to help everybody else and to help her. So here we go. Here's the question. Here's the first question. She asked me those other questions in a regular conversation. These questions are intentional. When you know what to do to change your position, how do you actually change it?
Are you asking me this question?
No, that was her.
Oh, yes, that's her question.
This is her question. This is her question, and it's to you. When you know what to do to change, how do you actually do it?
you do it.
That's right.
You do it.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Okay. I don't have a deep explanation. If I know the answer to the test, I'm not going to study. I'm just going to go take the test and pass.
That's
so
right.
Just go take that first step. It's the first step that's scary. So just go do it. Go take that step. You're worth the first step. I had to learn that the hard way. Well, not the hard way. That was a long
lesson
to learn.
Expound
that
on
was
it.
A,
How
that was
worth
a,
the first step?
That was a long, for me personally, that was a lesson that kept presenting itself because I didn't catch it. You're
right.
Worth the first step. So you have these dreams, and you know what to do, and you're not living your dream. But you just said you know exactly what to do. So stop doubting yourself. Stop telling yourself that's for other people. No, that's for you. You
That's
wouldn't
right.
have the dream, you wouldn't have the answer if it wasn't for you. So
That's
tell
right.
yourself and believe in yourself enough, take the first step. Once you take that first step, there's no turning back. Like, there's freedom in that first step. There's, oh my God, a weight is lifted off your shoulders once you take that first step. And you get excited, and you want to take the next step. And then
That's
you want to take the next step. So just take the first step. But if you go back to the first episode, if you have to write a quote down and read it every day to make yourself believe in yourself, do that. Until you take the first step. Just go. Just go. I don't know.
Okay, well, that sounds... Hold on. No. Let me play Tempest. But that sounds good.
Yes.
And I understand. I'm totally playing Tempest right now. This is what you do well.
Yeah.
I understand all that. That's cool and all.
Right.
But what happens when you don't think you're worthy of even taking the first step?
Okay, so I have two answers to that.
Okay, go ahead.
Take it anyway. Even if you don't feel like you're worthy, like there's something inside of you telling you there's something inside of you saying you can do this, but those negative thoughts that we talked about last time outweighs your one positive thought, so you get scared. So, of course, you think you're not worthy of the first step. Nobody, I don't think, maybe a few people think that, but I think for the most part, nobody thinks they're worthy of that first step. Do it anyway. Like, I think you would rather take that first step and fall a couple times till you get it right than to stand at the finish line. Okay, so say you take this race. Say you're a runner or whatever, and you're racing, and you get, like, I don't know, 2 meters away from the finish line, and all you have to do is cross the finish line and win the race. Like, why? You know? Like, you'll regret it for the rest of your life if you didn't take that step. So do you want to live with regret? Like, that would eat you alive.
It's not my intention to interrupt you. You and I both know that's something I hate doing. But I want to remember your second thing, your second answer, because I want to touch on what you just said. Right. Mm-hmm. So what if not only does she feel like she's unworthy for this first step? Now, I'm not saying she does, but I'm trying to help the other audience that's listening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What if you can't take the first step because every time you take it, something happens and everybody is stopping you from taking it?
Repeat that again?
Yeah. What happens if, you know what? Okay, then, I convinced myself I'm worthy, but now that I'm taking the first step, everything happens. Life happens. My husband happens. My wife happens. Girlfriend happens, my boyfriend happens, my bills happen, my credit score happens.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else just happens.
Right. So those things are going to happen whether you take the step or not. Bills come every month. I'm not married, but, you know, you're going to be married if you take the step or not. Somebody's going to doubt you whether you take the step or not. So whose hands is your destiny in? Are you putting your future in the hands of people and things? Or are you going to take control of it? Like, bills going to come. Life is going to happen. Whether you decide to live your dream or stay where you are. But who's responsible for your future? You or them? You're gonna have to decide what's more important, you and your dreams, or what someone says or what they do. If they block you from, this might be a little cutthroat, and I'm normally not a cutthroat person, but
that's me. That's my job. I'm the cutthroat person.
It is. Yeah, but you know, this might be a little cutthroat, and I'm not a cutthroat person, but I've learned this recently. So either you're going to get on board and support me in my dreams, or I'm going to walk away from you and still go live my dreams. Like, I'm not going to put my hope in you, hoping that you get on board with me Mm-hmm. If you don't get on board with me, then move to the side so I can do what I got to do. Mm-hmm. Don't block me from living my life because you're too scared to live yours. That's usually how that goes.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly how that goes. So you just answered a slew of her questions, and you just led me to one. In a little bit, she's going to ask a question. Well, let me find it.
Well, ask the questions anyway, because
I'm going to ask. Well, I'm going to go backwards and ask those ones you just answered. But let me answer because you're right in the right spot. Because you just well, here we go. How do you balance your wants and your goals with your spouse's wants and goals, and still work full time and be the same full time parent and stay sane? Now, I want to let you answer that one, Tempest.
Please, because I'm not married. Well, I don't have kids. So.
Right. But I'm married. Right. But you led right into it. So here's how that works, guys and gals. You're not going to like the answer to that question. The question is, how do you balance your wants and goals with your spouse's wants and goals and still work a full-time job and be a full-time parent and stay sane? Here's the answer. You don't. I'm cutthroat, Tempest is not. It's impossible to focus on your business and be a good spouse. Now, there's a way to do it. There's a way to pull it off. But it's impossible to focus on your goals and your spouse's goals unless you guys are focused on them together. And there is the answer to your question. You need to be very careful of the spouse that you choose. Hear me. Hear me well. Don't just pick your spouse because their teeth are straight and lined up. Pick your spouse as the one that's going to allow you to let the marriage suffer so you can fix your goals, and the one that will do the same thing for you. It's impossible to be a $8 billion businessman and still think you're going to have time to go to your kids' recital. I know you want to, but in the beginning, in order for you to get to the 8 billion, you have to get to the 8,000, and the 8,000 is much more harder than the 8 billion, and something has to suffer. So if you're going to be a good parent, you're not going to be a good businesswoman or man. If you're going to be a good businesswoman, you're not going to be a good parent. And now that this is where you arrive to the point where you're going to have you a good spouse. Because you can pull it off to focusing on your dreams and then focusing on the spouse's dreams without alienating one another. But you have to have an actual friend that you're married to or that you're in relationship with that you're going to marry that is going to say, it's okay that we didn't go out tonight to the movies like we should have. I know you had to go make that business meeting. I thank you that you called me on your way there because I felt like you included me in your day. Does this make sense? Well, it probably doesn't make sense to you, Tempest, but it should make sense to anybody, married or not. In order for you to be good at one thing, other things have to suffer. That don't mean fail. That doesn't mean neglected. That doesn't mean dishonored. It just means to focus on one, something else has to suffer. Therefore, sometimes you have to give up a lot of stuff in order to get it all back. And when you're with your spouse starting a business, that's going to be the case. Be very careful of whom you choose. That's the answer to that question. You don't like it. Lord, I know y'all don't like it. But it is the truth. Period. Point blank. So she asked some other questions. And you touched on them. but I'm going to answer them. Ask them anyway. How do you truly change how you? Oh, I think I asked that one. Well, let me just read it anyway. How do you truly change how you think and feel about yourself, even though you feel like you are more than what your current state is? Now, this is actually a paradox. This is actually a contradiction. This is more than a. This is worse than a paradox. She's saying, how do you change how you feel about yourself when you think you're awesome, but you don't think you're awesome? So my question to you, Tiffany, is, does she actually think she's awesome?
No, she doesn't.
That's right.
It sounds good. Yeah, I'm awesome. But then 2 seconds after you say that out loud, you get like this weird feeling inside and you seclude yourself and feels like a dark cloud is over you. And you kind of sink into your corner. I'm saying this because I've totally done this.
That's right.
99% of my life. It sounds good to say, but those are just words. If you don't believe your words, then you're just making noise. So, sure, I'll say I'm awesome to sound good and to make it look like to you that I feel good, but I don't feel good. I don't really believe that I'm awesome. I'm just saying that so I can put up a front, so you don't know how I really feel about myself. You know, so you don't know how much I beat myself up 24/7. So, no, she doesn't feel like she's awesome. She just wants people to think that she feels awesome about herself. So until you actually believe that you are awesome without, you know, it's uncomfortable to say first couple times, but after you keep saying it and you believe it, it doesn't feel uncomfortable anymore. Well, it may feel a little uncomfortable, but it doesn't feel uncomfortable to the point to where you're like, let me go get in this corner and feel bad about myself. Or let me think about, you know, a sad moment in my life, so I don't feel awesome. You know, so
absolutely.
until you believe what you're saying is true, then no, you're running for other people, which is so exhausting. By the way, I'll throw that out there for you. That is exhausting.
Yeah.
To front for other people.
Okay, so explain front for the millennial, non hip hop crowd.
I apologize. When you pretend to be something that you're not, I don't know another word to say. When you put on the persona that you're this way, but that's not who you really are, and that's not what you really feel about yourself, that's what I mean by front. So being fake, I'll just say it. If you're being fake in front of other people about yourself, about how you feel about yourself, that is exhausting. It's hard to be something that you don't believe you are. So to be in a crowd of people and feel quote-unquote awesome, but you don't feel awesome about yourself, but you have to keep lying to yourself to make you feel awesome in front of them, that's exhausting. And you lose who you really are, because now that I said that, that's where I think she is. Like, she said she's awesome so much to where she wants to believe it, and her brain kind of gets it, but then she goes back into the, no, I'm not awesome. So her brain rewires itself, if that makes sense.
That's right. That's
rewires
right.
itself. So it wants to be awesome. You want to be awesome. But you keep telling yourself that you're not. So it goes back to, I'm not.
That's right.
So, yeah, that's tiresome. Like, that drains so much out of you. Jeez, my God, that drains a lot out of you.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. And I'm glad you brought what you just said up. Because here's the deal. What Tim is explaining, guys, is neuroscience. And neuroscience or neurology. In neuroscience, you have neural networks inside your brain. And inside these neural networks, the stronger they get, the more you are more apt to do that thing, whether it be an addiction or, I don't know, throwing a football, right? Whatever you do, your brain is wired to keep doing that. So what Tempest is saying is the moment she says she's awesome, she begins to break down that neural network. But within 2 seconds, she's rebuilding that neural network. Not the one that says I'm awesome, but the one that says I will always be less than what I say I am. Mm-hmm. And she's only strengthening what is there. So, Tempest, I'm going to ask you another question.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be your closing question because it's deep. So the whole time, did you have anything else to say on what we were just talking about?
No, I think that's it. No, I'm good.
Okay, good. Now, let's do a full circle real quick and let's tell them. See, the reason why I have you talking more this episode, have you leading the people, because you've been you're so qualified. You remind me so much. She reminds me so much of you. So in the last episode, you left with a cliffhanger. Now tell us why you're so qualified. Before we get to the closing question, tell us why you're so qualified to deal with this issue. Or these issues.
I don't know if this is like the end of her question, but...
No, we're so far from
her question. Okay, great. Every question that she has asked or every statement that she said to you, I have felt that. So in the last episode, the first episode, you started out, I don't even remember the question now, but you started out with a question and I bust out laughing. I wasn't laughing at her. I meant to say that then. I wasn't laughing at her. I wasn't laughing at the question. I was laughing at the fact that, damn, that I said these exact words the same exact way I felt those thoughts before. Like, not as a cliche, you know, I've literally felt everything she has ask you, and it's just weird, like, you know, like when you're going through or when you're putting yourself through stuff, I'll say, mm-hmm. really, that's really it. When you're putting yourself through stuff, you think you're the only person who feels that way, or you're the only person who puts themselves in that situation, but you're not. But it's for me, it's a couple of things. It's therapeutic because I'm glad that that's not me. You know, that's not me anymore, or at least, no, I'll leave it at that. That's not me anymore. Like, that's
no. Say what you
so
want to
refreshing.
Say.
It's, that's refreshing to say, man, I'm glad that I climbed out of that, because I've had some dark days, and it wasn't because of other people. It was because of what I was telling myself.
Hmm.
Like, yeah, that... You can say I'm qualified because I was her up until, I've been changing along the way, but the last couple of days have been, like, eye-opening for me. So I've been doing a lot of things in the last couple of days to, you know, really pull myself up out of that hole. So it's just weird that she asked those questions and we're talking about it now, and I'm, like, almost out of that now. You know what I'm saying?
No, no, that's perfect. Well, there's a reason why I have you answering these questions. Because guys, let me tell you something. This isn't something I suffer with. Now, I've been in a bad situation. I was homeless as a kid. Now, like, I'm not homeless as an adult, like sleeping in my car. I was homeless as a kid sleeping in a trash can. You would have to know my story. It's kind of in my book. I'm not meaning to, you know, shamelessly plug it, but... I'm different, period.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just different. So I don't.
Ooh, hello? Did we lose you? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? All right, great. Okay, that's my phone carrier. Sorry about that. I am an alpha male. But more than that, I'm a type A personality. I don't suffer from these kind of thoughts, period. I kind of wish I did, because I wish I would be a bit more emotional, but it's not my thing. However, I know Tempest, and I know where I found her at, and I know what we brought her from. So I want to qualify that, because I'm about to ask you this last question, Tempest, and I want you to prepare your brain to be real. I don't want no radio, no podcast personality. I want the realness, because she asked the question. This isn't her last question. This is her last question for this episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've actually forgotten we're recording.
And that's great.
You, like, just said.
That's great. Because I want the real.
Totally forgot it.
I want the real, because the whole, because I qualified the whole time she's been talking now. And I tell her, list them. And I said my response in the first episode, and then said my response in this part two. And I kept telling her, okay, I hear you, but go deeper. And she kept saying, I hear you, but you're not giving me the real. I hear you, but you're not being transparent. And I said, and I finally said, listen, there's a root of your problem that I'm not getting to. So I don't have any responses yet until I get to the root of your problem. And then she hits me with this 4-page text message. I honestly don't think I can handle everything.
Ooh,
I really do.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, do you want to respond to that one sentence? Would you like to respond to that? Because I'm not done. But if you would like to respond to that, you're more than welcome to.
No, go ahead.
But you're helping. I tell you what. Go ahead and respond to that, because I don't want to get lost in the other deep stuff she's about to say. So respond to that. I'll repeat it to put you back into the mood, but you're going to help somebody out there, including her, because she's going to listen. I honestly don't think I can handle everything. What gave you that reaction? What do you want to say to her? What do you want to say to that?
Oh, my gosh. Because I've been there. I don't know exactly what she meant. I don't know what her next move is. But I don't know if she means she doesn't feel like she can handle everything now, or handle everything in the future. So I reacted because I assumed she meant she can't handle everything now. Am I right or wrong?
She's talking about period.
She's now, talking about period.
And everything okay. She has been handed. But you
okay.
just to speak from the heart. You don't even have to be right here.
Okay,
because
I'm probably not right.
But you probably
but
are. We'll
anyway.
See.
She doesn't feel like she can handle everything. She honestly feels like she doesn't. She can't handle everything, right? That's what she said.
That's right.
A lot of that is self-inflicted. You don't have to handle everything, because it's nothing. Like, you feel I'll speak from myself. I felt overwhelmed for the longest time because I felt like I couldn't handle what was going on. Until I realized what was going on, I created it. Like, it wasn't happening. It was in my mind. So I think, like, a couple of messages ago, she said she was battling herself or something like that, having this internal struggle with herself. Like, I was putting stuff on me that wasn't happening. So, of course, I felt like I couldn't handle it. I felt like I was losing my mind. But guess who did it? It wasn't life. It was me. It was my negativity got so bad to where I created things in my head and then said, well, I can't handle this, and walked away from life, or tried to walk away from life. But when everything that was going on that I quote-unquote couldn't handle was happening in my head. Like, I made things happen that was not happening, and then I got overwhelmed, and it was too much, and I didn't know how to deal with it. So a lot of that is self-inflicted. A lot of that is an internal battle, and you have got to stop fighting yourself.
That's right.
You've got to stop. You can't exist. Literally, you can't exist fighting yourself. You're going to kill your own self fighting yourself.
Wow. Don't say nothing else. Sometimes, Tempest, when you say something magnanimous, you, see, sometimes us young people, we got to be like old people. old folk know when they say something, they just sit there and be quiet till you catch it. They're just, come on now, everybody listening right now, whether you're driving to your job right now, you all got a grandmother or a grandpa real wise, and they'll say something, and they'll just be quiet till you catch it. So you just let them catch that. You can't exist fighting yourself. And there it is. Now, let me finish your question. But you cannot exist fighting yourself. Her next sentence was, I really do feel like I'm going to break. But when I talk about it, everyone has their own theory. But everyone seems to have information that I really need. That's why I ask, because you seem to have it figured out. I seem because I don't live with you, so I don't know your day-to-day life. I'm not even successful, and I'm struggling. I'm tired of struggling and seeing nothing come from it. Now, hold on, because you reacted. I know. So there's two major things that you need to address. I know it. That's why I wanted you to, that's why you're talking and not me. That's why I wanted to reverse the role. So, guys, if you don't know, if you didn't catch episode one. Yeah, you guys, I'm a preacher, so I'm not verse right. So, it just, you know, you'll forgive me. However, episode one, you would see that I told Tempest, I didn't even tell her. Matter of fact, these text messages are today. What's today's date?
November 27th, 2015.
Like, I'm dating you. So I want you guys to know that I got these messages 2 or 3 o'clock Central Standard Time. We got people from all
today.
Over the country. So today, on November 27th, 2015, at 1400 to 1500, if you're out of the country, out of America, and do like real, the rest of the world time. This just happened. We're 7 hours removed from these questions. She was so hurt that she had to take a nap and said she'll hit me back. There's two things, Tempest, that I want you to comment on, and treat those two things like your closing thoughts. We're going to end this episode, and we have to do a part three. Again.
Sure.
She says, I really do feel like I'm going to break. But when I talk about it, everyone has their own theory. But it seems you have the information that I need. That's number one. Everyone has their own theory. And then, number two, I'm not even successful. And I'm struggling. I'm tired of struggling. And not seeing anything come from it. Those are the two things I need you to address.
Okay. So back to the first one. You have to be careful what you allow to go inside of you. And what I mean by that is you have to be careful. Everybody's going to have an opinion, obviously. But do you have to accept everybody's opinion? Like, just because, not you, Tony, per se, like, you in general, just because you have something to say, just because you have an opinion about, what's going on in my life, does that mean your word is true? Like, do I have to harp on what you say? Or can I just say, oh, that's your opinion, and keep on moving? So everybody's going to have something to say, but everybody doesn't say anything, basically.
Wow. Everybody has something to say, but everybody doesn't say anything. Expound on that.
It's easy to sit back and say what you would do in this situation or how you feel about it, or if I were you, I would blah, 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 blah. But, I'm trying to think of a better way to say this. If their words are to use my language, trash, you don't have to put that trash inside of you. Put that trash inside of you on top of what she's already feeling. Of course, she needs to take a nap before she can get through her questions because that weighs you down. So on top of you and your trash internal, you're going to take on more trash from other people? No. You have to stop that. So you can't stop people from talking. People are going to say whatever they want to say. That doesn't mean you have to accept what they're going to say. And you'll know. Well, she said it herself. Everybody's saying things, but you, Tony, have the information she needs. Like, you know what to accept. Like, you know what you really need to accept. Because you'll feel it. Well, at least that's how it works for me. I know when somebody says something, I know what to dismiss and I know what to take in. And she even said it herself. You seem to have the information that she needs. Okay, so stop taking in that other stuff from other people. If they don't have what you need, if they want to be heard and you want to listen to them, if that's how you choose to use your time, you can listen to them. That don't mean you have to accept it. Go to the person. I'd say don't even waste your time. But if you just have to, you know, whatever. Go to the person that's going to give you what you need. Go to somebody who's going to put something in you, so you can go back to taking your first step. So you don't have to wake up feeling like, you know, woe is me. Go to the person that's going to pour into you something positive so you can go live your dreams. I don't want to take advice from somebody who has done absolutely nothing. You can't teach me anything. And I don't want to waste my time listening to your advice and your life is in shambles. So that's that.
Do you remember? I can read it. No. Let me read it to put you back in the emotion. I'm not interrupting you. I'm not even successful, and I'm struggling. I'm tired of struggling and not seeing anything come from it.
So a few things here. Success doesn't necessarily, I mean, I'm not saying this is her case, but success doesn't automatically mean money or your end game or your end goal, if that makes sense. Like, if you're working towards your, if you take the smallest step towards your dreams today, you've had a pretty successful day. So, I don't know. I think people hear the word success and they think all the troubles are going to go away. No, you're still going to struggle. Even successful people struggle. Like, they have to struggle to get to where they are. They have to keep struggling to get to where, you know, to the next level. So don't let what your life looks like right now tell you you're not successful, for one. Two, go back. I think I keep saying this. If you think you're not successful, you're not going to be successful. So if you tell yourself, oh, I'm not successful, well, then you're not going to be successful. If you don't believe that you are right now, like, so I believe in, you know, by the time I'm 35, I'll have my dream house or I'll have a house, you know, and I'm 28 right now. If I start telling myself I'm going to have that when I'm 35, I have no choice but to go out and get that because I believe it in my heart. And I'm going to do everything I can do to get to that goal when I'm 35. So if you're telling yourself today that you're not successful and you're struggling, then every day you're going to work towards, I'm not successful, I'm struggling. Tomorrow, I'm not successful, I'm struggling. And that's all you're going to work towards. You can't work towards the opposite of what you're telling yourself. That's what I think. Tired of struggling?
That's perfect.
Stop struggling. Stop believing you're struggling. Start believing that you're prosperous. Start believing that you are wealthy. Start believing that this is not the end. And it doesn't look like what you think it looks, what it's supposed to look like. But you're much further than what you were. even if it's not, you know, ideal, you're not who you were yesterday.
That's right.
That's success. You know, so change your perception on what success is. It's not always, you know, $1 million mansion with, you know, a 3-car garage. Success is, I'm not the person I was yesterday. Success is, I said something positive about myself today that I didn't say yesterday. Like, change your definition of success, I'd say, and start believing that you are successful. Stop saying I'm struggling, because, like I said, you can't work towards the opposite. If I say I'm not successful, I can't go be successful, because all I know is I'm not successful. So.
That's right. That's right. That's absolutely correct. So Tempest is saying something that I've taught the leaders in my leadership class and under some things that I own. Basically, success isn't a cookie maker or a cookie sheeter. Success means what it means to you. Success may be owning a Honda Civic and a $75,000 house. Everybody doesn't want a BMW 7 Series. Everybody doesn't want a Bentley or whatever the things that people want. Whatever success is to you, write that down. Put it on your wall and say, success for me is this. Here's how you do it. Here's a wonderful task that I teach my leaders. Imagine yourself dead and the people are speaking over your life. And they're speaking over your life. Only the people who love you. You only allow the people to speak over your life with the expression. The people that you care about. The people that if they said something about you, it would matter to you. And here's how that would end. They would speak these amazing things about you. Write down what they say and then summarize it into one word. And then find one word for all those people. And that is success for you. Because when you're dead, you don't want people to tell you about your failures. You want people to tell the crowd about how you impacted their lives. And that is success for you. And when you know what success is, maybe it's I want to be a great wife. Maybe it's I want to be a great husband. Maybe it's I want to be the best leader alive. Notice that. For 90% of you, success, the people who are speaking over you, over your lives while you're dead, telling the world about your greatness, it will have nothing to do with money. Those are our final thoughts. We definitely have to do a part 3. So get ready for questions from Listener D, part 3. Keep smiling. It looks good on your face.
Hi guys, just want to thank you guys once again for checking out this episode of Brick by Brick. For more information about us, about what's going on with our company, you can visit revtony.org. That's revtony.org. There you'll find more information about Antonio, his book, Keep Walking, and future books, future projects. And once again, thanks for tuning in. Please, please, please comment, rate, and subscribe. If you subscribe, you won't have to keep checking back. The episodes will just automatically download to you and you'll get notifications like that. But please comment and rate. Your comments actually help us become better, but also lets the world know what we're doing. So that would be most appreciated. Thanks again. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
And that's right, guys. I completely agree with Tempest. I definitely appreciate you for what you do. You can go anywhere else and do all that you want to do and be all that you want to be. But for house, for whatever reason, you came here to this podcast, and I'm so grateful. Please continue to rate and comment. Just as Tempest has said, we definitely appreciate that. We started this as a motivational tool just for average people trying to do extra average things. And we definitely appreciate that. Listen, we're just regular. We're just regular, doing irregular, and giving it all back to you. Keep listening. and then keep smiling. It looks good on your face.